Saturday, August 24th, it all begins again. The ecstasy.
Richard Stadium comes alive. Alex Freakin is hype. I'm hype. I love football.
The exhilaration.
And there he goes. That man is bad. That man is fast. And he is up over the 50, still on his feet.
The heartbreak.
And Laurier wins on an absolute heartbreaker at Richardson Stadium.
The pain.
No!
All part of a long journey to football immortality for the Queen's Gaels. And on Saturday, August 24th, in Windsor, Ontario, it all begins again. 3:45 p.m. pregame show, 4 p.m. kickoff, and there's only one place you can catch all the action.
This is Queen's Football on CFRC.
Waiter, yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
We'll be right back. And that was Pup with UConn here on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is the closing track off of their 2013 self-titled debut. Pup, really been going back and digging that album lately. We also heard from Zach Bryan with Oak Island. We heard from New Hotel Mira with Verona, New Astros with Sad Cowboy, Purple Mountains with Darkness and Cold, REM, Fall on Me, and we started off with Augustus Pablo and Dub in a Matthews Lane Arena. How are we feeling? We're coming to...
good.
I guess.
I was going to say, have either of you seen Pup Live?
No.
No, so I was just saying, the last time... So I know, the last time, to my knowledge... Pup was in town here in Kingston. It was a 19 plus show and I was 18.
It would have been
that sounds right.
They were in Ale. 2022.
Yep.
Yeah.
At Ale House probably.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I remember seeing the poster for it.
Yep. It was all around campus. I'm going, they are one of my favorite bands, have been one of my favorite bands for a really long time.
Yep.
And I cannot go, but I know they will return at some point.
Next show will be 25 plus. They'll just keep raising it.
They'll just keep raising it. And then they'll put on the poster, Lauren, do not come to the show.
Yeah, if your name is Lauren Dunkel, don't buy this.
We don't want you here.
Yeah.
Don't come. I'm sure.
You let Lauren Tucker from Toronto in. Yeah, this is the No Lauren Tuckers Club. We can have one. That's right. That'd be very funny if a band was just really, really pointed like against you specifically.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
We're beefing with a radio host who does a queer music show.
That would be awesome.
Please don't read into that. It's not for that reason.
It's not for it's a coincidence. We just don't like their vibe. Yeah, we don't like their vibe. Not a good vibe for us personally.
Mafuji is also here. It's a busy
day. Mafuji is here to see busy Holy morning moly. Here at the station. Very exciting stuff.
I've seen Pop like 5 times.
Ooh. How is it? I'm sure it's great.
They're really fun. I think I am now popped out, especially because they tend to skew towards large venues at this point.
Mm. Yeah.
Obviously, because they are a good band and successful and they deserve to sell more tickets. Saw them 2017, 2019. I saw them for one of the Supercrawls out in Hamilton. Supercrawl in Hamilton is one of the best things in the world. Whoever does the curation for the acts they book, they are on the pulse. They haven't been as good recently. Oh, and Supercrawl, for those who don't know, they'll take a weekend and just block off James Street in Hamilton, which is one of the biggest main streets, line it entirely with vendors, and then you'll have stages throughout, vendors of both arts and food specifically. Mm-hmm. You'll have stages throughout. There's like some fashion stuff going on. I saw Fortet there once. I got a photo with them, which is pretty sweet. This was 2017 or 2018, I think. The only people who stayed around after their DJ set was like a handful of like really inebriated UK fellas. The photos that they took of me are hilarious because of the aforementioned inebriation. Mm. I've seen Broken Social Scene. I've seen Pup. I've seen Voodoo Grayskulls. I've seen The Dirty Nil. All free, which is the best part. Like, you just go take a bus to James Street North and just walk down, and like, it's free programming. It's unreal. Yeah. Hamilton rules.
I love Pup. I love Pup Hamilton so
rules.
Much.
Yeah. Hamilton rules.
Hamilton rules.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that.
I am a huge Hamilton defender. I think it's a great city. It's got really good music, really good feud, really good arts.
It's got the Tie Cats. I do like the Tie Cats.
It's got the Tie Cats. It's got the B.A. Johnson tie.
Oh.
Like, what else what else do you need, man?
The last time I was in Hamilton was to see the first Arkells rally after COVID.
Oh,
and that was when they their biggest show. Sorry?
Yeah,
that was at the Tie Cats.
Yeah, Tim Hortons Field.
Yeah.
And I think they sold it out, and it was their biggest show they'd ever played. And there was a bunch of other artists on that bill. Havaya Mighty opened for them, which was awesome. I think Kay Flay was there too. Mount Joy was the other opener, which was wild.
Ah, that's crazy demote Mount Joy to opener duty like that.
Which was because it was in Hamilton.
And then
I was talking to people in the line that like didn't know who Mount Joy was, and I'm like, you're gonna have an awesome time. Mount Joy rocks.
More familiar with their sister act, Almond.
Almond Joy. There we go. Everyone clap. Everyone clap.
This is definitely deserving of the rarely used DJ sound effects that we've got on the
right there.
It doesn't want to. Well, there's the applause doesn't want to work. That's a message. Good,
that's okay.
Yeah.
Is Almond Joy perhaps the least favorite chocolate bar of all time? Where do we think? Like, I'm talking mass release stuff.
I don't think anyone will consider chocolate bars from like a least perspective.
I want to talk about Payday.
Yeah, sure. Payday is very good. I can get behind a Payday bar.
No, I was saying I don't understand the concept of a Payday bar. It's peanuts glued together.
Yeah, it's good. I like peanuts.
I've never had a Payday bar, so I don't know.
It's literally just peanuts.
Yeah, it's good. Oh. It's almost like a protein bar in like its composition.
But yeah, maybe they need to stop marketing it as like a candy bar. But maybe that's like the problem.
A Crunch bar, that's an all-timer. Mm. I think the Crunch bar might be a low-key favorite of mine.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
For candy bars, I skew more towards chocolate bars if I'm ever going to have
one. Oh, yeah. For sure.
I'm like a Toblerone. I like a good Toblerone.
Okay.
I love a Kit Kat, to be honest with you.
I think Kit Kats are overrated.
You get the Japanese Kit Kats too. You get all the different flavor variations. Those are actually pretty
Canadian
fun.
Also, Canadian Kit Kats are better than American Kit Kats.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, so it's actually made by a different distributor in the States, and as I understand it, the way that chocolate gets made for these candy bars is different. Like, there's a different amount of like milk and sugar in ours, and I find that the States ones tend to be like
they're hyper
underwhelming.
Is this like a sugar cane versus fructose sort of situation?
It feels very it's kind of like a thin chocolate, and it's kind of it tastes more so like like a dollar store chocolate.
But I will say that if you are buying milk chocolate, that is what you're signing up for.
But it's less sweet, is what I'm saying. The American one, I would say, which is weird.
Like,
I know.
It's like more diluted, which is
it's milder, and it's just like if I'm gonna get a Kit Kat, like I'm not going for a diluted, mild, less sweet Kit
you
Kat.
Want
like
them,
I'm
like,
going
zap to your glucose spring.
And that's what the cereal is. See, the cereal is inverted, where like American cereal is overloaded.
Wild.
Yeah. You can get like I'm gonna get Oreo and donut cereal. It's like this should actually be locked up behind.
Yeah, it's illegal. This needs to be put away.
It's
forever.
Like the guns and the donut Oreo cereal should be locked in the same cabinet is my opinion, because they are equally deadly. Yeah. They will both be detrimental to your health.
Definitely.
But instead it's baby formula that gets locked up, which is always so mind blowing to me, because I'm like, look, a baby's not strong enough to take it off the shelf to begin with.
Yeah. A
baby can't even push the shopping cart. What are you doing?
You put it like 5 feet in the air. Like, it's enough. It's overkill.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That would be, could you imagine being the guy who has to explain that? It's like, we really are worried about babies coming in and stealing formula. You know, we saw teenagers stealing chocolate bars. We see old people stealing, I don't know, magazines. What do old people get at, like, the grocery store?
Altoids?
Altoids. That would be, okay. Yeah, I feel like...
Surely the, you go first and then I'll...
Oh, I was just going to say, like, Altoids is a perfect older person candy. I really must say that, and the caramels.
Yes, I was going to say the caramels too. Surely the baby formula thing like has a like weird capitalist tie in.
Oh,
like,
it's because they don't want people to steal it.
Yeah, an incredibly capitalist and like, to be honest with you, it also cuts along like racial identity lines too. Every time I see it, I'm just part of me is like, this is so twisted. This really does.
Yeah, this is just evil legislation that you put in here.
Yeah, it feels like there's a darkness inside of me that wants to escape in that moment. You know, I feel like I'm in a Junji Ito.
Yes.
Longo.
Oh my gosh, I was in a Walgreens in New York City recently, a couple weeks ago, and I just went in to get a toothbrush because I forgot my toothbrush at the last hotel, and every single thing in the store was under lock and key, and you had to press a doorbell button to get a security guard to come and watch you take it out and take it to the counter. Oh, and I was like, no, I'm leaving. Like, I'm not. Because then I pressed the button and I waited. 5 minutes goes by.
Seven minutes
goes by. 10 minutes goes by. Yeah. And I'm pressing it again and nothing's happening. So I don't know if that's where we're headed or if that is a unique to New York City piece of.
Depending on where you are, they are already there.
Yeah, like, I was going to say.
It is the machine working at its finest, for sure.
But, you know, we have so much freedom and consumer options. I can buy 18 different toothbrushes that have Lightning McQueen on them, but they, but they are locked up in a vault that requires like
biometric data.
Yeah, Ocean's 11 levels of heist to free it. But that's okay, because I can just look at the Lightning McQueen toothbrush, and it's like I'm brushing my teeth. You know, I can feel him racing along my gum line. And that's, so it's all okay in the end. Then I just give, I look up at the camera that surveys the aisles, and I give a big thumbs up, and I try to, like, stare through the camera at whoever is watching
I do that sometimes,
And I almost want them to, like, zoom into my eyes so they become lost in me. And that's usually the regular experience I have shopping at any, like, drugstore or grocery store now. I become hyper-aware, and that makes me powerful. Folks, we've been silly, we've been goofy, but
this Monday morning at its finest. This is what we've been doing for a couple months. For the last show, if we get enough content to do an entire advice column, that would be immense.
Yeah. And let's put it out there.
I will tell you, we will be back to your regularly scheduled host come September, and Marika does a wonderful job. She really, truly does. But, you know, there's something to be said for talking for an hour in a two-hour show about Lightning McQueen and, you know, which venues Lauren is outlawed from for various reasons.
Which bands hate me.
Yeah, it's a growing list, and it's impressive. Make sure we got football coming up. Our September schedule for the station is going to be drastically different as well, so do stay tuned to CFRC.ca. Mondays are pretty consistent. We've got Mikey at 6 p.m. Yeah. That'll never change.
I mean,
change.
We'll see what turns over. It's usually, I tend to be sort of the anchor that keeps Monday afloat, I think. Like, I've had the 6 p.m. time slot since the start of my show.
Yeah. President Monday.
I've also been, this is now 2 years for me on Mondays, although I went from 1 p.m. to 7 a.m., but I might actually move that a little bit. I might give myself a slightly better time slot.
Thank you for reminding me that we might have to move LQ in the new year.
Yes. So I'm just saying, folks, keep an eye on CFRC.ca once August becomes September, because there will be changes. If you haven't already, also check out 9 o'clock tonight, Maple Forge. Run by our volunteer Josh, who used to do Limestone Limelight. So that's a show that's come back to us. Maple Forge, like
is
harder
that tonight
rock.
Or at the turnover? And, okay, it's tonight.
Yep. First episode was actually last week.
Cool.
At 9 p.m. So that's check that out. I will tell you right now, the 6 to like 10 block is pretty crazy. We got Mikey, we've got John McCrae of Farfield.
Yep. Yeah, of course.
And we've got Maple Forge. It's like genuinely a great 4 hour.
Who's on at 10?
10 is a syndicated show, and then 11 is Shed Progressions.
Oh, okay, so we moved that. Okay, yes.
And that will definitely be changing around as well.
Yeah.
I may end up rebranding and taking that 10 p.m. time slot.
It's a good spot.
It is a good slot.
And then our Friday nights are really good. If you like a really solid combination of like really hyper-specific programming across a four-hour variety of hyper-specific programming. And then isn't Dina also on Friday nights now, too?
Dina, Different Circles at 9 p.m. Different Circles is one of the best shows on this station. I really highly recommend you folks tune in. It's live DJ sets from right here in the CFRC studios. And Dina, they do a phenomenal job. Like, their curation, their crate
Dina's,
digging.
Dina's tried and true DJ. They cut their teeth in Toronto, I believe.
Yes. They're in Montreal partially now as well.
Like, right, okay.
They're just amazing. Like, they are one of the best programs on our airwaves. Friday is sick. And I'll tell you, come the school year, Saturday with football, like, Saturday afternoons will become appointment listening at the station, because there quite simply is nobody doing it like we have been doing it, and like we will be doing it this year.
And it's tough to deny that statement. Yeah. It's tough to deny that. The facts are there. The reach that CFRC Sports and CFRC Football have found in the play-by-play scene across the internet and beyond is immense.
It's going to be our first game.
You've been prepping football coverage since like March of this year.
Yeah. I'm finishing my last final touches now. The first game of the season will be the 24th. 4 p.m. kickoff, 3:45, Something in the Water pregame show. I admittedly will not be on the call for that one because I will be at the wedding of Dean and Megan.
Let's go.
Which is non-optional.
Let's go.
So Zayden will be the primary commentator for that. I will be making my season debut for the home opener on August 31st. And we're trying to get Lauren up there to hang out in the booth with us, learn from, if not the best, certainly the loudest. And we'll go from there. But football, I'm telling you, folks, even if you're not a football fan, tune in. We really do a good job of breaking the broadcast down. So if you've never watched a game, you have no interest in it, tune in. You'll understand. And especially once we start getting into the dramatic moments of the season, you will it will resonate with you. You will feel it in your body.
Sports rules. At the end of the day, sports rules.
I wish I knew more about football. It's a good thing I know more now for sure about wrestling than football.
Tune in. You'll get an education.
I'm going to learn.
Sometimes I describe players as looking like human mini fridges.
Yeah, that was cool.
Those are often among the highlights of the year. But
And to peel back the curtain a little for the listeners and viewers at home, the reason that the August and September turnover is significant and you haven't really considered why is because we just are based in Queen's University campus. All of our programming does come, quote unquote, internally.
I would say 80% of our, probably 75% of our original programming is by students.
Yeah.
And like, that's pretty consistent. And I can tell you right now, we've got great stuff coming back. Mood with May will be coming back.
I love Wednesday Mood with mornings. May. If you're listening, I love your show.
May 11 a.m. Wednesday, she has Mafuge with Biggest River Delta right before that.
Let's go.
We heard from Kitchen Sink with Paige will be back and fresh. I'm trying to think of who else has reached out to me. I've had a bunch of volunteers now.
It's worth going through our website, going through now and seeing what programming you like. And then again, in the turnover, go read everyone's blurbs.
Yep.
We all do a good job of like trying to sell our shows in whatever way is meaningful to us. You will for sure find programming that you enjoy, even if it's at a time slot you wouldn't listen to. You can listen back online. We have the audio archives there for you to tune into.
We'll also be keeping some of our kind of landmark syndicated shows. So if you are a fan of things like Democracy Now!, obviously that'll stay on the rotation. Mm-hmm. I quite like Global Agogo. I think they do a really good job. That'll be on the rotation. Really
I like good. Indigenous in music. They There's will always also cool stuff. Yeah.
Stay on that rotation. So don't worry, we're not going to get rid of all of our syndicated programming because we get some excellent stuff that is submitted to us Tuesday nights. If you're a fan of reggae and dub, Dubmatics.
Whoa.
Phenomenal
Let's
show.
Let's go. We've been That's running awesome. That
for about a month and a bit, and it is top tier, 9 p.m. Tuesdays. So we're going to keep a lot of our really good, especially Canadian-produced syndicated stuff. So it's not all going to go away, but I promise you, we're going to have more local content than any other radio station in town, and that is a guarantee.
Yes.
That is a straight-up promise because nobody's doing it like CFRC, and for a century now, nobody has been doing it like CFRC.
If you don't mind, I'm going to do a quick shout out to, I've got a couple more weeks of Kingston Curator coming your way Thursday afternoons at 2 p.m. But if you want to listen to all of the arts interviews of local and touring artists that we've been able to talk to for the whole summer, it is on a podcast backlog. And I can truly say that there have been some fantastic conversations I've had the privilege to conduct on this program. We're going to have a best of special coming your way for the end of the season. And there's just a lot of really fun chats or a lot of really fun variety on that program. And it has been a blast to keep it going. And of course, Tuesday mornings, 11 a.m., listening queerly. We try to hit a lot of genres. We try to keep it daytime, easy, fun.
Talk about vampires.
Talk about vampires a lot. The vampire thing's done. I was, you have to understand how in the sauce I was with this television program. I was really, Jesse's doing vampire things beside me. Yeah. Yeah.
Listening queerly.
Oh, speaking of vampires, have either of you seen What We Do in the Shadows?
Yes. I love.
The movie or the show?
Both.
Okay, I've seen the movie. Both.
You should
Have
watch
you not
the
seen
show.
My Jackie Daytona shirt?
No.
I have a Jackie Daytona regular human bartender shirt with a picture of him on it that my good friend Sarah got for me.
Real. Yeah. That's magnificent.
Kiwi vampire comedy.
How we talking?
The show is based in New York City.
They film it in Toronto. I've only seen the movie, but I just said the movie I know is the Kiwi production.
Taika Waititi.
Yep.
Which, back when he was good.
Yes.
And
before the Marvel money poisoned him.
Yeah, poisoned him in many ways from the sounds of it. But, do check it out. Let's send the people off in style here. Let's give them something to write home to their I was going to say mama about, but I want to be inclusive. Write home to their guardian about.
Your guardian, the adult in your life.
The gate guardian in your life. The big 3,700 attack Yu-Gi-Oh! Monster.
The gargoyle that perches atop the gate to your life.
Yeah, that would be cool. You should write to a gargoyle. You know, they're just sitting there. Tell them, hey, man.
Gargoyles don't have radios. They can't listen.
Yeah, they got this gargoyle. I tell them, hey, man, thanks for what you do. And that's why I'm re-entering the race.
Okay, so... I wanted to pick a Joel Plaskett song because I don't know that we've played Joel Plaskett on our particular venture before. Good choice. And this is off of the album, The Park Avenue Sobriety Test, which I was going to say 2013. It is, in fact, a 2015 release. So, Lauren, getting a little dull on the uptake there. This song is called Credits Roll. I just rediscovered it on a like Canadian alternative playlist or something. And I kind of had not listened to it in a while, but I thought it was a good one for this morning. We're have a little bit more coming up for you, and then we're turning over to the rest of our Monday programming. Are we gonna sign off, say goodbye to people?
Absolutely. All right, smell you later.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. We have been Mikey, Jesse, and Lauren, and this is Joel Plaskett here on CFRC 101.9 FM with Credits Roll.
Never wanted to go following your footsteps. Never wanted to go searching for your soul. But when I close my eyes, I can hear you saying, if there's something that you don't want to know, don't you hang around till the credits roll. Every time I said we got to come together, something told me I was pushing you away. I'm sure. Down the hall I see you slipping in the shadows. In the picture you were just beyond the fray. When you're gone I can hear the windows rattle. So I hold down the fort, let the hand spin. When the clock strikes, let the ending
the fun with Kingston Frontenac Public Library's summer reading programs, free and open to all ages, with the chance to win great prizes like Stanley tumblers, Lululemon bags, gift cards, and a Nintendo Switch. Make this summer one for the books. Register now at kfpl.beanstack.com.
The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queens community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queens students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queens community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also, check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. You never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. Hosted by your friends Mike and Chance. No Static. No Static. CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca.